The second aura is, and this really came up a few times, Sevishin the Oilon, and that is, so the daf began with the halacha of Schus Toilola. So there's a halacha that it's possible that a woman, a Saita, is going to drink from the Mei Saita. She's really guilty, but at the same time, nothing's going to happen to her based on the idea of Schus Toilola. And really, what emerges is that there's a major machloikis tanon, Pashup Shan, in this Inyan. The Stam Mishan Daf Chaf Amar Aleph sounds like Schus Toilola. Yeah, it's possible up to 3 years, nothing is going to happen. Asymptomatic, gunish. Nothing is going to take place. Shimon said, no such thing as Schus Toilola. Rebbe said, Haschus Toilola. However, she doesn't necessarily die right away, but at the same time, symptoms, that's something that may start right away. So what the Olam was discussing is what happens as it relates to this woman being able to go back to live with her husband. A suffix soita, once this kin of his steer, she's not allowed to live with her husband. She's also the Vaila. Okay, so she's going to drink from the Mei Soita, and now we're going to know what happened. It's Maskeres Ovoin, it's Mivareres, so we're going to figure out exactly what the story is. The problem is, she may drink from the mistake that she's going to walk away and nothing's going to happen. And if nothing's going to happen, then L'chaira, we're stuck again. Like, how are we supposed to know what exactly the situation is? Meaning, how does Schus Toilola play itself out as it relates to her being mutter also to her husband? So let's just think this through for a second. According to Reb Shimon, there's no such thing as Schus Toilola. So obviously, we're not having this conversation. According to Rebbe, who holds that even if Schus is Toilola, but there were symptoms, then the Chayyim should be Pashit. Are there symptoms? If you see symptoms, okay, so now you know exactly what happened. And if not, then she's fine. Because the Mayim is Baidik, according to Rebbe, she just doesn't die right away. She has a Schus Toilola. She gets another few years, maybe, of life, which is a tremendous gift. But at the same time, in terms of it being Mevarer, it's Mestaber that it is Mevarer. And the emes is, it's Mefurash HaGemar. It's in Gemara L'Kaman, we're going to learn in a few days, on Daf Chav Vav Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, if she's Misnavna, in the way that the Torah says, she's supposed to be Misnavna. It's her Yerech, it's her Beten. So if she would be Misnavna in that way, then the halach is that she would be Asa L'Baila. All these halachas would play themselves out. The Shaila is, according to the Stam Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amar Aleph, where in the Stam Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amar Aleph, it's very possible that she's going to drink, nothing is going to happen. So the Shaila is she Mutta Labayla or is she Asa Labayla? That the Gemara doesn't discuss, but it's a Tosfos. It's Tosfos in the first parak on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos says, Mefurish, he's Medayikin in the Sugya there. And Tosfos says, the last Tosfos on the Amud, Mehocha Mashma, the Baila Mutta Lala Alta. That the husband is allowed to be with his wife right away. For Loyam Rina, now we don't say Yamtin at Shalish Shonim, let's wait 3 years, Shemes Chus Tosala. Because maybe she has a Schus. Says Tosfos, V'chein hireni Rebbe b'Yerushalmi, and I found that really it's a mefurish Yerushalmi. V'nikah ish me'avoy einoy choishish. You don't have to be choishish shema tolol oschos. You don't have to be worried that maybe there was a schos. But the bottom line is it's a mefurish Tosfos. Tosfos says that you don't have to worry about schos tolol. So the bottom line is this isha is going to walk into bed and she's going to drink from the meisaita. If nothing's going to happen, you don't have to be choishish that maybe something took place. Now what's the pshat? What's Taka the Pshat Mechtesa? Maybe something did happen. Maybe something did happen. So the lumdus is, and Priskirov and Stenslach talks about this, the lumdus is that a suffix soita, the fact that she's also labayla, is a chiddush atayra. It's a chiddush that when there's kini and stira, she's also labayla. Reb Chaim and Sefer, where Reb Chaim said that really ain't noisra and ala yichud. Ordinarily, if a man and a woman are together in a state of yichud, you have all the chazakas in the world that say that this woman's going to be okay. It's a maisa pritzus, but at the same time, it doesn't make her also to her husband. It's not so posh to make a woman also to her husband. So it's true, she didn't do something nice. But at the same time, she's still mutal labayla. The teretz is, when there's kinui and stira, there's a chiddush atayra, v'nitma, that halach is that she's going to be asa labayla. But it's all a chiddush atayra based on the parish of Saita. Well, the Torah also says that when she drinks on the May Saita, if nothing happens, that she's mutta labayla. Now, we'd rather know the rest of the story, that maybe schus toilola. That's true, but here's the punchline. The punchline is that drinking the May Saita is matter, any issa that comes about through the kinui and stira. So the kinui and stira shaps isser, and the drinking of the meisaita is matter that isser. And that's how it works. I klapish my agalia, whatever. Does stay in the Torah. The Torah says you drink from the meisaita, it's matter any isser that you had as a result of the kinyastira. And it's more geschmack when you appreciate the fact that the whole isser that comes about through the kinyastira is really a chiddush haTorah. But I'll tell you something beautiful that I saw in the Sefer Alei Be'er. So Sefer Alei Be'er is a sefer that was written by Rabbi Israel Katz, Shlita, and it's a beautiful, thorough sefer, Masechta Soita, Mamish Hafachba, Vafachba, Vafachba, the Gulaba. But the bottom line is, Toich Dvarav, and that's on this Tosfos here, on Dav Vava Midbeis. So he brings a Marmakim that he saw in the Shailas Uchuvah Shari Tzion. So who is the Shailas Uchuvah Shari Tzion? So the Mechaber of the sefer was Rabin Tzion Mibilsk. And he was one of the great Litvisha Gaonim in the late 1800s. And he's famous for being one of the Gaonim that gave a Haskama to the Mishnah Berurah. So when the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah, so he went around for Haskamas and he went to a few Yechidim. And one of the people that gave Haskama was the Baal Mechaber Sefer of Shari Tzion. But Al-Kaponim, this is in Chela Gimel. It's Simen Tez Zayin. It's Ois Tez. It's tucked away. That whole Simen, I looked it up, is all the Inyone Soita, Ayin Shah. But Al-Kaponim, so over there, he asks that why is it Taka that we're not choshish that maybe she had a schus toilola? Adarabba, let's be choshish that there was a schus toilola. And Emma says, if you think about it, it makes a little bit of sense that you should assume there was a schus toilola. Why? Because anytime there's kin of hysteria, there's a raglaim ladaba that really she's guilty. Okay, if she was guilty, something would have happened. The teretz is, maybe it was schus toilola. So in svari, you could almost argue that it's a little raglaim ledover dik that this is chus toil. But at the very least, achshash this should be. Again, so the lomdashan nusach, which he speaks through in that shtickle, would be that enachanami, but the hashkaz matter. But from Tosis, it's not so mashma that way. And the reason is because Tosis' lashon is, we're not chayish. That's Tosis' lashon. Ain't it chayish. And it sounds like, said Rabbi Tzimi Bils, that if you would be chayish, that if there was a legitimate chash that maybe there's a schus toilola, then enachanami. Meaning, if you want to take the lomdashan route, you want to go with the briskerov's nusach, Kinevistir is a chiddush. The Torah says you drink, then you're going to be mutal abayl. Okay, so say that the hashka was matter. But it doesn't sound that way from Tosfos. Because in Tosfos it sounds a little bit more in a chayshish law. You just don't have to be chayish for it. So why not? Why taka you not chayish? Mecha teisa. It's a reasonable chash. The raglaim ledover would seem to support it. So what's the pshat? So he says nifla. He says, because we know, what was the schus that was toilolam? Achloik is in the Gemara. Is it the schus of mitzvah or is it the schus of toilolam? The Rambam Paschal is like Ravino. That the schus that's toilolam is the schus of Torah. The Rambam in Hilchas Soita Perikim Alalocha Chav Soita Shahayla Schus Talmud Torah. Afa Picha Ina Mitzvah Talmud Torah Reizu Toilala. The Ina Mesa L'Shaita, etc. etc. But Al Kaponim, the Rambam passes that it's a schus of Torah. The Gemara said in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph that the schus of Torah is Megan and it's Matzel. Meaning it's Megan and Aparonius, but it's also Matzel min hachet. So said Rabbi Simi Bills, that what do you want to tell me? Maybe she has a schos of Talmud Torah. If she has a schos of Talmud Torah, then why is she guilty? Then why did she come with Deituma? Then this whole thing shouldn't have happened in the first place. So being that it shouldn't have happened in the first place, so the fact that it happened, that's the chagres deraya, that she doesn't have the schus toilola. Because the schus that should be toilola to be Megan wasn't toilola for it to be matzel. So that's the biggest reyes in the world that nothing happened. And he says like this. He says, let me buy you, according to Rav Yosef, that said toilola bit. Bein be'inna da asikba, bein be'inna da lo yasikba, is Megan and it's matzel. So there's no difference between the koyach of Torah to be Megan and the koyach of Torah to be matzel. It's always Megan, it's always matzel. So if it's always Megan and it's always matzel, so based on that, l'chayra, if it wasn't matzel, so why should we assume it's going to be Megan? Where it's not so posh is according to Rava. Rava had it a little bit differently in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Rava said that Torah is always Megan, but it's not always matzel. It's only matzel and achet in the asikba. They were tremendous b'nei Torah, but they did have theirs. The Torah says it was b'in the delay asikba. But he says a dove noira. He says, what does it mean that a woman has a chelik in Torah? The Gemara is kasha. She doesn't have schos toilola. She's an enemetzuva oisa. So the Gemara says, no. Her enemetzuva oisa is chal when she takes care of her children and makes sure that they're learning, and she takes care of her husband, makes sure he's learning. Her b'in the asikba is always, because as long as she's living her life and she's doing what needs to be done for her children, even if this second she's not putting her kid on the school bus, or this second she's not waiting by the window when's her husband going to come home. But at least, like all the Gemara's Exumas. But the bottom line is that her home Metzius is in the Da'asikba. So Afraya is always in the Da'asikba. Since it's Afila Lerobitz can be in the Da'asikba. And does Zok Toysvis, that if there was a reasonable reason to be Chayish, that there was a Schus Toyla Ba'enach Hanami. But there is no. Why not? Because if she was, then why would this happen? So on the tzad that she's guilty, Bal Karchach, she didn't have the schos toilo, and that's why Tosfos said that it shouldn't be chayish.